I'm going to invite Steve in a minute to come up and share with us the word. If the kids would like to go out to their groups and the youth to the center, that'd be great. Thank you to Joel and everyone for the worship this morning. And thank you for all those that come and help and set up as well. It's really much appreciated. Right, I'm going to hand over to Steve.
Everybody tonight? Anyone want to dance upon injustice? Can I see your hands in the air? Can you take someone's hand next to you? Just hold on. Yeah, yeah, no, no, no. Anyone want to let loose tonight? We're gonna dance in the river, yeah. We're gonna dance in the river, yeah. We're gonna dance in the river, yeah, yeah. We're gonna dance in the river, yeah. We're gonna dance in the river, yeah. We're gonna dance in the river, yeah. We're gonna, all right. We're gonna jump.
That's the end of the sermon. I thought it was the easy way of doing it this time, so I don't have to do anything. No. I'll just take this off of here because it'd be easier. Okay, so this morning has been a time of remembrance and reflection, and I'm going to take you on a bit of a journey through a time of reflection and encouragement. And we're just starting with this song here because, you know, we've been looking at worship collectively for a number of months together, haven't we? And just changing our attitude and our behavior to worship and honoring our Heavenly Father as a consequence. And you know, this song that we've just heard there that Martin Smith was singing, a good old Delirious song, from those who can remember the days of Delirious, was written in 1995. 28 years ago, and you know what? It's still prophetically a song for our times. And I don't know how well you were listening to the words there, but actually, it's prophetically a word for this church. We're dancing in the river. I'll come back to that in a moment. And you know, because we worship, because we acknowledge Jesus, who he is, as the risen one, and because we were once lost and are now found and saved, our singing, our worship, has cause and effect on the rest of the world. You know, we don't just sing in here for the fun of it, but we actually sing because it has cause and effect on the rest of the world. You know, oceans roar and mountains and people will tremble because we worship. It's quite a thing, isn't it? And why does that happen? Well, because God is moving. You know, God isn't a static God. God is a God who likes to move. As I say, prophetically, this church has had a vision, hasn't it, about a mighty river flowing through this town. Not held back and constrained like the canal that also flows through this town, but the mighty river that flows through the town. Free-flowing and impactful. Don't we want to be impactful in this town? But you know, it's up to us to prepare the way. We need to fling wide our hearts and our minds and allow the Holy Spirit to come in and minister to us. Absolutely, spot on. You know, that our voices might resound with songs of hope and with songs of joy. I don't know how joyful you feel this morning. Maybe you don't. Maybe by the end of this morning, you might feel a bit more joyful. Who knows? You see, why do we do that? Because the young and the old will return to Jesus, as the song says. You know, that's our hope, isn't it? That's what we want to see in this town. You see, because the streams, the Holy Spirit, will wash away the brokenness. We live in a really broken world, don't we? A really challenging world. Cost of living crisis, rumours of wars actually happening, difficult times. And so we need to find that hope. And we need to restore that brokenness. And we celebrate, don't we, when we come together like this, that God is moving. God is moving in our lives. You know, a jubilee is coming. The young and the old will turn to Jesus. But we need to be ready for that. So prepare. Get ready. Because as Martin was singing there at the end, we're going to dance in the river. So you see how apt this song was for this church. We're going to dance in the river. Do you want to dance in the river? Dance in the river of God's blessing. Dance in the river of the Holy Spirit. Dance in the river of restoration. Is that something you want to do? You see, the good news is that God is ready. God is ready. God is moving, and we see it all around us in the testimonies that we've heard in recent times. It's fantastic, isn't it? The stories of healing, the stories of restoration, brokenness, families restored. That's the kind of God who we have. But are you ready? It might be that you're thinking, well, not yet. I'm not really ready yet. I'm not ready to get into this. I'm not ready to dance into the river. That sounds like really risky stuff. I'm not really there yet. You know, we sung the song this morning, and I wrote this into my sermon without knowing exactly what Joel and Lulu were going to be singing this morning. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. And do you know what? It genuinely is. It really is about Jesus. That's why we gather here. We don't gather here just because it's good to meet our friends, although that is one good reason. We don't gather here because the coffee's good or the biscuits are quite nice. The new biscuits are actually really nice. I have done the quality control check this morning for you, so the orange melts are very nice. But it's all about Jesus. That's why we meet together. That's what happens. And that's where it all starts. That's where it is. Your first love is Jesus. And maybe you're struggling today to get back to that position where you know what your first love is, that you need to rediscover that moment when you first encountered Jesus and the impact of Jesus on your life was huge. And that first love is what you discovered. Maybe that's what you're struggling with. The way to get back to that place is to start again and put Jesus first. For him to become your first love again. So this is our moment of reflection. And to find a place where you can experience that first love again. And to help us with that, we're just going to watch another video now, which hopefully Jess is just going to key up, that will just take us through what it is to become back to that first love. So if you're struggling in this position this morning, just use this video that's coming up now to reflect and use it as a prayer to get back to being a first love. Thanks, Jess.
Turning to the secret place, just an altar and a flame, and love is is found here in our sacred space. I hear your voice, I see your face. You're still my first love. Your first love. You're still my only one. You are. There's a table just for you and me. Break the bread and pour the perfect union, nothing in between. I am yours and you are mine. You're still my first love. You're still my only one. You're still my first.
It's a real chance to reflect, isn't it? And just reposition your mind, your heart, back to that point where you first encountered Jesus, your first love. that moment where you perhaps felt your heart beating out of your chest with the wonder, the awesome God that gave his only son, Jesus, who loves you so much that he died on a cross. And that you want to really stay forever in that place. And that the flame of your heart that was ignited at that moment will forever stay lit. You see, once we've reconnected with Jesus and we've rediscovered that first love we have for him, then we can be ready. Now, it may be that you are here this morning thinking, do you know what? I don't really or haven't really connected with Jesus in that way. I know stuff, and I like coming along here because the coffee's good, and church is different, and it's a relaxed atmosphere. But just maybe you haven't really connected with Jesus before. And maybe this is the opportunity to connect to Jesus for the first time. And if that's you, maybe that's something that you want to do, and maybe you want to come and speak to one of us afterwards, one of us who have been leading this morning. And we'd be just more than happy to pray with you. Or maybe you're reconnecting with Jesus, and again, we'd be happy to pray with you. You know, that opportunity to pray with you. You see, then when we're ready, we can be prepared for God to move. And then we can be about building the kingdom of God in this town. So we have to decide whether we want to be part of that as living stones, as the Bible puts it, ready to be shaped and put together the way God wants us to be put together to make this town a different town than it is now. Are we willing to be used to build God's kingdom in this place? Are we ready to dance in the river? So, word of encouragement, Zephaniah 3, verse 17 says, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." You see, the Lord is with you. He's near at hand. He's here to supply you with everything that you need. He's here to assist you and strengthen you, to protect you and defend you. Now, we're heading fast towards Christmas. Sorry to say it, but folks, it really is coming up quick. And we're going to be singing a lot about Emmanuel in the coming weeks. God is with us. And you know what? That is actually true. God sent his one and only Son to us that we should have everlasting life. God with us through his Son Jesus. So you have to have that experience. You have to have that closeness. You have to have that first love experience to know what it is to love Jesus. And he's the mighty warrior who saves. You know, he came to save and seek out those that were lost, and he has bought our salvation by his death on the cross. And when we get into that relationship, when we experience that first love, then remarkably, he takes great delight in you with exceeding great joy. Not a joy that's contrived or put on or imagined, but genuine delight in his child that's come into that relationship with him. And because of that, in his love, he will no longer rebuke you. You see, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His love for us is not fickle or transient. You know, the world's love, you know, passes us by. It's whatever suits our own ambitions, our own endeavors. But God's love is not fickle or transient. It will always remain the same. I think this is extraordinary about this verse. I hadn't really clocked this with this verse, but the last part, it says, he will rejoice over you with singing. Who knew? God worships. He sings over us because he loves us so much. He sings the praises of his children. He shows great delight in us. He has that expression of joy which he gives over us. Who knew that God did that? Why? Because we are his chosen. We are his redeemed. We are his called ones. Did you know that? You are called by God. He chooses to call you out. To say, welcome. Come into my family. And we have his righteousness upon us. And we have his grace over us. You see, you can choose to live in the blessing with the full benefits of what that means. Or you can live at the edge and only get the fringe benefits. Or you can knowingly live outside the blessing and receive no benefit at all. The choice is yours. What sort of choice do you want to make this morning? So you see, if there's any doubt in your relationship with you, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to have power from on high, to know that he loves you so much that he rejoices over you, he sings over you, then now is the time to let it all go. All the things that have got in the way, all the things that have pushed you away from that first love experience, now is the time to let it go. Now is the time to leave those burdens at the foot of the cross. The things of your old life that you have borne for too long. The difficulties, the hassles, the things that get in the way of that relationship, that first love experience that you would otherwise have with Jesus. Now is the time to run back to Father. To allow him to pull you in and receive that blessing now. Our Heavenly Father waits with open arms to welcome you back into that relationship. So we're going to watch one more video. And this is a song called Run to the Father. And I'd like you just, there's no people to watch in a concert or anything like that. It's just some simple words on the screen. But just take those words as a personal prayer this morning. As, if you like, your ministry time. And even if you think you're in a good place this morning, take the words as a personal prayer. Because we need to be ready for God to move. Are you prepared to be ready? Are you willing to dance in the river? Make sure you're close to the Father. Thanks, Jess.
I've carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. So I'll run to the Father again. redemption, the price for my heart. And I don't have a context for that kind of love. I don't understand, I can't comprehend. All I know is I need you. I run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again. Oh, oh, again and again and again and again. Oh, oh, oh. My heart is beating your long before my first breath, running into your arms is running to life from death. And I feel this rush deep in my chest. Your mercy is calling out just as I am. You pull me.
Look at how much encouragement you've found in your relationship with Jesus. You are filled to overflowing with his comforting love. You have experienced a deepening friendship with the Holy Spirit and have felt his tender affection and mercy. So I'm asking you, my friends, that you be joined together in perfect unity, with one heart, one passion, and united in one love. Walk together with one harmonious purpose and you will fill my heart with unbounded joy. Be free from pride-filled opinions, for they will only harm your cherished unity. Don't allow self-promotion to hide in your hearts, but in authentic humility, put others first and view others as more important than yourselves. Abandon every display of selfishness. Possess a greater concern for what matters to others instead of your own interests, and consider the example that Jesus, the Anointed One, has set before us. Let his mindset become your motivation. So are you ready? Are you prepared? Are you willing to dance in the river? That's the challenge. That's the challenge I leave with you this morning. Thank you.
Can I say something? I bet you've all missed. missed me a little bit, maybe. I want to thank Steve for all of those wonderful words and things, message that you've shared today. And I also want to say thank you again to this church and this family for just always being the light and always making me know and feel what my true purpose, what our true purpose is in life. I won't babble on about lots of things, but I've also learned that God has given me one of the things that I've always felt is one of my weaknesses, but I know now with years of growing up and learning and discovering that is one of my strengths. And it's okay to say that, you know, I get it wrong, or, you know, I make a mistake, or, you know, share with people your insecurities or your weaknesses, if you want to call it that. And I really have been struggling in that, exactly that. In this church, I was blessed with being filled with the Holy Spirit and being really, like, I've gone to church all my life with my family, you know, so it's been part of my life, but really knowing your true love, really knowing that deep burning inside your heart that is the Holy Spirit. And I think I've shared this before, but when I was going through that, I was baptized, and I was like this joy, this real joy that was just coming out of me all the time. And there were a few times in that time where someone would just come to me and say, don't ever lose that. Chantal, I've said this, was in my kitchen where we lived above the center, good old days. Don't ever stop writing down in the mornings your little prayer, your verse that you're reading. And I thought to myself, what on earth is she saying to me? Like, this is never going to happen. I've never sometimes said, what am I going to do about it? You know, I've worked a lot on myself. Like, you know, life is hard, being a mum, working, being filled with all the things that's in life, being a parent, looking after your children, trying to, like, be the best for them and the best for your husband and the best for yourself and the best for work. But what about the best for your soul? What about the best, like the core that is you? If that isn't right, if that isn't full, nothing else really matters, okay? It doesn't. And, you know, I exercise, I feel healthy, and that's my time. But I will not just go to exercise, which makes me happy. I will have, somehow, I'm going to make it happen, standing here saying, I will have a church group in the week. I miss our church group that we used to have before COVID. Every night, whenever it was, we had it on a Wednesday or whatever, we'd go down. I just saw Ivan this morning. He was in my church group, and I just felt so happy seeing him, having that community, talking, praying. You know, Kev is one of the people, well, you know, he was in our group amongst other lovely people. And Angus. I miss Angus. I miss Kev. I miss all the people who would just fill my, you know, my soul and my spirit with the word of God and be like that person you need in your life to help you through. Because I'm young. I'm still learning. I'm not as, you know, as the vine's growing, I'm like the one on the end that's still green and needs a bit more like water and like love and whatever the words are. And I also feel like I knew I needed to come to church today, and God needed me to hear what was said today. And it was for me, and it was for everyone else who needed it. But I'm standing here and I'm saying that I love you all, and I love God, and I love being a child of God. And I love that this morning on the way we decided, I said to Amrose, I don't think we'll go to hockey today. And driving in, she said, do you know what, Mommy? I think going to church is nicer than playing hockey. And it is. It is. And I'm here, and I had to share. Sorry.
And that's what you want, isn't it? You want our hearts to be touched by him, you know, that he's more important than everything else in the world. And everything else can crowd in sometimes. And we recognize that, don't we? So, yeah, God is speaking to us afresh at the moment, I believe, in this way. Thanks, Steve, for bringing that message. And it's, you know, something we've been looking at in our life group, you know, about, Jesus, you know, we adore Jesus, you know, that's our focus, you know, that our, you know, discipleship begins with beholding him as putting him first in our lives, you know. You know, if we're truly to be disciples of him, then we need to put him first, you know. And it's not rocket science, is it, as we come back to that. But, yeah, we do need to come back to that place of just us and him. So let's commit this to prayer, shall we, as we close our time together. Father God, we thank you. You are God. You are God. You are Lord of lords. You are King of kings. But you are also closer than a brother. And you are just our friend. Lord, and we just want to look and we just want to behold you today in a whole new way. Lord, and I do pray, Lord, that you will touch each one of our hearts. Lord, to that we might respond to you, Lord. We might simplify, Lord, our lives, Lord, around you. Lord, that you, Lord, are first in our lives. Lord, Lord, you are our joy. Yeah, we do want that joy of knowing you. So, Father, I would just pray for anyone who's lost that joy. Anyone that, Lord, needs, Lord, a fresh touch of your spirit, Lord. Lord, we just reach out to you today, Lord, and just say, Lord, touch us afresh, Lord. Lord, we just dedicate our lives again to you, Lord. And just ask, Lord, that you will just, Lord, speak to us in new ways. Lord, as we commit ourselves to you, Lord. Lord, to follow you and put you first in our lives. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. There's nothing more important than this, Lord. Lord, but to know you, Lord, and to know your love in our lives, Lord. Lord, you refresh us, Lord, by your spirit, Lord. So I just pray for that refreshing to come, Lord, this morning. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, seek the Lord and he might be found. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. So, Father, Lord, as we go from this place today, Lord, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you will change us, Lord. Lord, you are working in each of us, Lord, for good. Lord, and I just pray, Lord, Lord, that you'll transform our lives, Lord, into your likeness, Lord, to be like you. Thank you, Father. Yeah, we do thank you, Lord. It's not by our own efforts, Lord, but it's by your power at work in our lives, Lord. So we just, yeah, acknowledge you today, Lord, and just ask, Lord, that you'll work in our lives afresh. Thank you, Father. Yeah, just bless this day, Lord. Bless this week. Bless us, Lord, as we look forward to life groups next week, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that you'll just do that work in our lives, Lord. Lord, and give us new, fresh joy. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. God bless. Have a nice, great day. And a lovely week, and it's life groups next Sunday. Bless you.
Thank you so much. I don't think it's working. It's just so special. And you know that Kincaid was here. They write it, don't they? The white balloons are up there somewhere too. So Gene Whelan was here this Friday. I was here last Friday, actually. But I do want to thank you all that came. You made me feel so special, and you made my family feel special. And I am God's child, and I'm special. And it's just wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Jean. Just one final thing. Jackie's mum is going back to South America. So, Father, just pray for them, Lord, on their travels, Lord. There, let's just bless her. Thank you, Lord, for a wonderful time, Lord, that she's had with us. And just pray your blessing on her and her family. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Raging me to still every way at your name. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Praise Jesus, Jesus.
Father everlasting, the all-creating one, God Almighty. Through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior.
Martin?